You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, giving some advice and talking about the news from Total Frat Move. Very excited today to have a friend of mine, comic, funny dude, Andrew Collin. Thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Pumped to have you. Can find him on Twitter at Andrew T. Collin with two L's.
Okay. No S. Yeah.
No
perfect.
S. Andrew yeah. Collin at Andrew T. Collin. You can find him AndrewCollinComedy.com. Pumped to have you on, man. Thanks for coming.
I'm pumped, man. Let's do it. I want to get back to college.
Yeah. Graduate of Tulane.
Tulane, 2002, okay. New Orleans.
Were you in a fraternity down there?
I was a Pike.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Pi Kappa Alpha.
How come Pike gets the most shit?
Because we do the most, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we're guilty for 90% of it,
okay.
You know?
What was the worst, like, if you could think of the one thing from college that was, like, your craziest experience at Tulane in Pike, what would you, can you give one example?
Well, I actually burnt down our fraternity house.
Wait, what? I'd say that. How did it take you that long to say that?
I don't know.
You should have said.
I had like three other. Well, I burnt down a lot of houses.
I should have been halfway through that sentence. You were like, burnt down my fraternity house. That's
well,
the number
I thought
one.
Maybe like fucking a girl in the chimney. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, how did it happen?
Oh, man. So me and my girlfriend shared a cat.
Okay, so, in college?
Yeah, in college. An exotic short hair.
Hold on, before we get started on this story, that is always the biggest college mistake.
Yeah.
When a guy gets a pet with his girlfriend in college, if you're out there petting a dog that you own with your girlfriend, mm-hmm. but you live in two different places, you gotta fucking find a place for that dog, okay?
Yeah, it goes pet, like tattoo, then pet. You know, like if you get a tattoo of her name
yes.
on your arm, that's the
same, biggest mistake.
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake.
But then pet is
and
like...
And then cat, especially. Like dog, you know, like I'll take a dog, but a fucking cat living in my frat house was just... It was supposed to live with her in her dorm.
Okay.
Got kicked out of her dorm.
The cat got kicked out.
The cat,
out.
Yeah, okay. Bailey, this exotic short hair with like a little push, looked like Gizmo,
wait,
you know?
Why did you get like an expensive cat?
It was $300.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, that is a lot of money. You should get like a feline AIDS cat from an alley.
Yeah.
And so this cat is now living with me. My room gets ransacked.
By the cat.
By the cat and his friends who happen to be my fraternity brothers.
Okay.
And,
A bunch of dudes came in and
all drunk, fucking fratty, like broke everything in
my
room.
We used to beach people's rooms.
Oh,
did you ever
beach
do
it?
That?
Throw sand in?
Just make it into a beach.
Oh, that's great.
And then
I did that to my own room.
Really?
Yeah. No, I really did though. Like we had this. Whatever, a party mixer, and I put sand. Didn't realize how hard it is to get sand. Yeah, it's
getting
impossible.
Getting sand in is easier than getting sand out.
Yeah, sand in is easier.
Yeah, that's the problem with getting your room beached.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucked. We used to also take, like, talcum powder, spread it around the whole room. Like, I one time took a shit in my buddy's trash barrel.
Oh, yeah, just because, right?
And just, I've talked about it on this. It's what we called it the shit box.
Shit box
in the room.
We shit in a pizza box and...
You put it under somebody's bed.
No, we put it at the bottom of the stairs, slicked up the stairs.
Oh, my God.
So, and then we... It's when we were pledges, so when we take over the house.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? And so, like, we set the fire alarm. They ran out. And so the guy fell down the stairs and into shit.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you guys have done anything, send us your best pranks, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. So tell us how you
burned
down the house.
I don't want to be responsible. I feel like now, there's going to be a lot of broken necks.
Some guy's going to come up to me in a wheelchair 2 years from now.
Yo, like that was a great prank.
Yeah.
He fell in my shit and died.
So how did it go down? How'd you burn down the house?
So I went out. I took the lamp broke, so I put a construction light up my loft. So I lived on a loft.
Okay.
So I put on the ladder, and I left the light on. I went to eat.
Mm.
I came back, and 20 minutes later, there's a 70-foot flame shooting out my fucking window.
No way.
And I told my buddy driving.
So it exploded out.
No, I think what happened was the light. I just think the fire just had nowhere else to go and
so
just
went out
the
window.
But I think it was a halogen lamp or whatever, so it was really hot. And I think Don't quote me on this because I think there might still be a warrant. But the light fell over. Like the cat, I think, because the cord went across.
Oh.
I think he fucked with it.
So when they fucked up your room, the lamp got broken. You brought in a light. You put it on top of a shelf. Someone knocked over, maybe the cat, maybe it was someone else.
Maybe the cat.
Knocked over the lamp and then fire ensues.
Yeah, fire ensues.
So the whole house had
to... not the whole house, but my room, there's a flame. So I tell my buddy, keep driving. We come back. There's 500 people standing outside the frat house. I think 98% in favor of the fire. You know, all pie fives or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, they're just like pumped it's happening. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they're like, finally. These Sigma Nu is like, yeah, motherfucker, we got him. You know what I mean? And so I'm freaking out. And everyone got out of the house. It was like 4 p.m. But the firefighter brought out the cat and Bailey didn't make it.
The cat died.
The cat died.
Oh, you lucked out.
Yeah, and yeah, I lucked out.
It's like, oh, now I can break up with my girlfriend finally.
Yeah, yeah, or she can break up with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had this whole cat bugaboo in our way.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, and so
now you had an excuse.
It was so funny because the firefighter's like, whose cat is this? Whose cat? And like at that point,
he's holding up a dead
cat. He's holding a dead cat in front of 500 people.
Oh my god!
This is
hell on earth.
At that point, though, I'm 20. I'm so embarrassed because everyone's going to know I own a cat. You know? That's the only thing.
Not that you burned down the house. It's more, oh my God, I'm the cat pussy.
I'm the cat pussy in a frat house.
That's hilarious.
And so he's like, whose cat? I'm like, it's my cat. He's like, well, what do you want me to do with it? And I'm like, just...
A proper burial.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking around like, Price is Right. You know, like, what do I do? What do I do? And so I'm just like, throw it away. But then he threw it away like a dick, like Kobe, like shooting like a fadeaway.
Oh my God. What's wrong with this cop?
I don't know. It was a fire. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he just like...
He just like tossed it. Yeah, just like N1. I yelled, he's on fire. No.
This is my pet.
Yeah, yeah. This is my love.
What did the girl say?
So I called her. She was already home. It was at the end of the year, and I'm like, Krista, the cat is dead. And she's like, how'd the cat die? She's like, or she says, I go, fire. And she goes, well, how did the fire start? And I was like, well, you know cats.
That's the only thing
I can think. I didn't know. And so I swear.
The cat was getting high.
Yeah, the cat was.
Out his matches.
He doesn't have thumbs, you know, whatever. And the best part about it, so she hung up on me. The relationship, I think that was really what was holding us together. Like,
that's what happens. That's why all these people that get pets in college are stupid fucking idiots.
Yeah, yeah, because, yeah, then
now
they're
stuck
with them. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, visitation.
Yeah.
I could come over.
Who gets it?
Yeah, now who gets
it? And now, like, when you're like, yeah, take the fucking cat. I don't care. Now you look like you hate animals.
Yeah, that's true. Or kill it.
Or make up this whole fire thing.
So the best part about it is, so it's at the end of the night and I can't sleep, you know, I'm just feeling all sad. So then I went to a Warrant concert.
A what?
Warrant. Do you remember they sing Cherry Pie?
Okay.
Jeez, my. And I sang it on the mic and I felt fucking great. So it was a win. You know, it could have been worse.
Win-win.
It's a win-win. It's a
win-win.
Yeah.
The mic.
Yeah. Warrant.
Well, awesome. I love that story. Guys, send in your stories about fucking up to tfnpodcast@gmail.com. If you have a pet with a girlfriend, send in that email. We're here with @AndrewTCollin on Twitter. Andrew Collin, funny-ass comic. He's up here in New York. Guys, we're here every Tuesday with your emails, tfnpodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Stand Up New York. You can use the promo code TFM at standupny.com and get free tickets to any show at the club. So go use that if you're ever in the city. Go on iTunes and rate us. That really helps us out a lot. That helps us out so much. So go on iTunes, rate us, and make a comment. I was just last week at Texas State. I did a show for them. I want to thank Katie there for having me. If you're out there and you want to have me do a show at your school, I'd love to come out. I was at Texas and then LA, then San Francisco. Send an email. You can just find me on Twitter. Just send me a message and I'll put you on to my people. So on Twitter, JTrain56. Are you on Snapchat?
56 because of LT? Is that why you
No, because that was my football number in high school.
Well, LT, too.
Just like LT.
Yeah, LT had your number.
LT, exactly. LT worked for me.
What, were you a linebacker?
I was, no, defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle?
A small defensive tackle.
Oh, but like feisty.
Heavier.
You're feisty down there.
That's what I always said.
Yeah.
I played my football like I go down on chicks. Feisty.
Feisty, baby.
Are you on Snapchat?
No, I should be, right?
You got to get on Snapchat. It's great. Last week, I think I got the most poop pictures I've ever gotten in a week. Like maybe 100 poop pictures.
Just pictures of shit.
Tons of pictures. And it's funny because I want, I like the poop pictures, but I more enjoy the boob pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, what about boob with shit on them? So how about that?
I'll take a shitty boob.
A shitty boob.
But it's this game of like Russian roulette where I open it up and it's like, poop, boob, 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 shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you never know what you're going to get. This guy wrote me an email like, J-Tran, you the man. Big fan of the podcast. Could you help me out? I need more tits in my life. And the best way to accomplish that is for you to give me a Snapchat shout out. Snapchat name is at Kellen John, K-E-L-L-E-N-J-O-N. Also, could you tell my buddies Spencer Purdy and Robert Eady that they're fags?
That's
I don't really care if you call them fags. Just insult them in some way. Well, it's done now.
Yeah,
man.
You're welcome.
Thanks for making me use a horrible word.
You didn't even know that was coming.
He wrote, you can even use their first and last names. Please and thank you, Kellen. Well, go find Kellen John on Snapchat, at Kellen John. You can find me on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat and Twitter, and then Jared Freed on Instagram, so you can find all that stuff. We are here with Andrew Collin. You can find him on Twitter, at Andrew T. Collin with two L's. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sex with an ex. JTrain, I need your manly advice. I had sex with my ex-boyfriend this weekend. He initiated the hanging out and the hooking up. I've been stressing out about it ever since. Am I an idiot? Should I stop hanging out with him, or should I keep boning him for fun? Help. It's from a chick.
That's amazing.
She didn't include a picture, which would have been nice, but what do you think? You ever gone back to an ex and have sex? What do you think that?
Well, the girl with the cat, yeah, plenty of times.
You guys
in
broke
college
up.
Yeah, I really only dated one girl in college.
Yeah.
And
that was your one serious girlfriend.
Yeah, it was the one serious girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'd always go back. I ruined my college experience because I did that.
What do you mean? How did you ruin it?
Oh, I was just so whipped.
You know,
I was the first girl.
And you're like, there's something about that first girlfriend.
Yeah. Get one in high school. I recommend it before you get to college.
And then when you get to college,
just
like,
fuck everyone.
Well, the thing about the first girlfriend is you hold on to it because you're like, oh my God, I have carte blanche to pussy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you only dreamed of such a thing in high school.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get that first girlfriend, and you're like, I got to hold on. Like, no matter how good or bad the relationship is, I had, you know, my first girlfriend was great. I have no ill will, but I'm saying you do hold on a little tighter.
Oh, for sure.
Because you're like, oh my God, it's like all of a sudden you get, like, you have like a lifetime supply of McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to keep getting French fries.
Yeah, that's good for
you. Why would I give this up?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but from a girl's perspective, the problem is, like, see, the problem with going back and sleeping with an ex is that there's baggage to that, you know?
Yeah. And it devalues her if he's not paying attention to her or not treating her right and she just bones him. But if she's saying boning for fun, it sounds like she's...
Well, it can never be just fun. What she's writing, like, should I keep doing it for fun? At some point when you go back to an ex, it's going to stop being fun because what you're going to do is, here's what happens. You're with somebody for an amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You break up and then you go back to it because you're like, fuck, I just need some pussy and this is familiar pussy.
Or dick,
you know, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
And you know it's familiar. There's a nice, you know what she likes. She knows what you like. It's comfortable. You know each other. But if you keep going back to that, one of the people is going to wonder why they're not good enough to date again.
Yeah.
You know, and that feels worse than just the new person that you'd ever date because at least you never had an agreement. You know, at least
it was never good. Like at one point it was good and you know that feeling and you're not getting that feeling anymore.
You're just getting a piece of that feeling.
Yeah.
And that's totally true. And it's like, you know, I would go back. I remember I went back and she was like, well, what's the difference between this and what we had before that you can keep looking? And it's like, yes.
Why?
That's the only difference. And what you're saying is you're good enough to have sex with, but not good enough to marry, which is like a demeaning thing to somebody at some point. Not to say this can't be fun for now.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm sure she's having fun now, but at some point one of them is going to have that thought. So,
well, I think what happens in college, there's so many like opportunities.
Mm.
And I feel like a lot of time, especially with girls, maybe this guy is now fucking someone else or she realizes, oh, other people want to fuck him, so I want to bring him back. And maybe she doesn't even really like him.
Yeah.
I don't know, that happens a lot in college, I feel like, because
there's just a lot of people around.
And you
around
have so much
time. Yeah, and you see each other at the same bars,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, look at, he's getting
I got to bring him down a peg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to fuck him. I better fuck him before he gets too happy.
So I don't think she's an idiot. I think it happens. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's the most logical step for someone to fuck is someone you already done it with. But... it's not going to feel good. It's not going to be fulfilling for the long term. So this is from Kelly, I would say keep boning him, but don't fool yourself.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be, you've already washed your hands of each other once. You can do it again. Yeah. Guys, keep sending these emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Andrew Collin, @AndrewTCollin on Twitter, 2 L's in Collin.
2 L's.
Help for a chick. Hey, J Train. So I need some help. I'm a girl, but I'm bi.
Nice.
Ho, hey, boner time.
Yeah, there it is. I never knew really a bi girl. Actually, I did. There were a couple, but never like full bi. Like, I feel like that might be a new thing.
I don't know. I always think like the bi thing is like maybe it's just a girl that's like,
oh, I
want to please some guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I would never, I can't understand a bi dude. Like, I don't understand how you can, like, do a gay thing and then be like, oh my God. Like, and then, like, go back to the other way.
Yeah.
You know?
It
like,
seems pretty selfish.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding. But no, yeah. No, I don't see how you can.
A bi chick is hot to me, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm
of
like,
course.
Okay, she's willing to just do, you know, weird shit. And that's always hot.
Well, girl on girl is just. It's like soft and like sexy, like you
soft.
Know. Yeah, it's just like it's hot. Like I don't know.
Girl.
It's soft. It's soft.
So much supple
it's
skin.
So supple.
I'm a girl, but I'm bi. I hang out with a huge group of just guys. I'm the only chick. The girl I like. I can't believe this.
What did she say?
I just can't believe this person exists. The girl I like is a 7, 8.5, and an 8. Thank God she is also bi. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Face, body, personality.
Okay, so what was 7?
7, 8.5, 8.
Oh, nice.
And she's also bi. She is the only chick in my class that doesn't talk about boys, the mall shoes, and isn't a two-faced slut.
Mm.
You're probably wondering, why the fuck haven't we got together yet? But here's the thing. My friends are fucking assholes to her. They always talk down to her and are fucking jerks. I've thought about telling them to back off, but I don't want to have the balls to, and no pun intended.
Jesus.
So here's my question. Should I tell my bros to shut up or take the risk and not say anything and hope that she doesn't think I'm a fucking bitch? P.S. I love the podcast. Keep up the good work, dude.
Sounds like the baddest ass chick. Like, I don't know. Like, in my head, I'm picturing, like, softball. Like a butchy girl, but I don't think she's butchy.
No. In my head, yeah. That's funny that you thought of her to look like
but
that.
But I don't think, yeah.
In my mind, she was like, you know who she was in my mind? Beal.
Allie McBeal?
No.
Jessica Biel.
Allie
McBeal.
Because Jessica Biel has that, like, you know, what was she in that movie, Chuck and Larry? She was so hot in that movie.
Oh, so hot, but manly, yeah.
But she's, like, got some, like, strength
sporty.
To her.
Sporty,
exactly. Thank you, Chris, from the booth.
Yeah.
She's definitely a sporty, so I'm imagining, don't ruin this for
yeah,
me.
I'm not. My bad. I take it back.
That's what I don't understand.
Wearing a cup and just fucking.
I have the, wearing a cup.
Yeah.
Just. You
eating a hot dog, you know, being a real guy's girl.
You ever see that SNL sketch when they're like, if you go look this up, this is my favorite SNL sketch, is when the guy's like, I want two girls, two chicks together. Like, the guy has like three wishes and he's like, I want two chicks.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, your wish is my command. And the two chicks are just two butch dykes. He's like, this isn't what I wanted.
All right, I want one feminine guy then.
So I always think about this. You ever think about this? Why do gay guys go with good looking guys?
Yeah.
Gay women, lesbian women, usually go with women that look like guys.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange
to you? It is strange to me. I don't know the answer.
I mean, part of the question that stood the test of time.
It is weird when I look over and I'm like, that's just like a kind of a pussy for a man.
Yeah, that's just a soft man.
Yeah, wearing tough clothes.
and with a faux hawk.
Yeah, with
I
a
never
pussy.
Understand that.
I will say, I did just recently go to a lesbian wedding, actually.
Did you?
And both girls are very feminine. They're both really attractive. Yeah.
Really?
Like yeah, it was. It's cool.
Was everyone, when they were like, you may now kiss the bride, and then everyone just starts whacking off?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The whole place. Yeah. Not a dry hand in the church.
It was so soft.
Just everyone went for strokes at that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think for this girl, I mean, the girl, to answer your question, you hear how we're talking about it. Yeah. Okay. We're excited for some girl-on-girl action. I can't understand why your friends would be so, you know, like, why wouldn't they invite that opportunity to be front row seats for it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, has she come out to her guy friends?
That's what I don't know. That's the biggest thing, is she's bi to them. Like, yeah. If they know she's bi,
yeah.
Maybe they see this girl as competition.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's and that's point. Why they're such a dick to her.
Yeah.
But I don't understand that. Like, if anything, like, I the guy... The ego of a man is what is our biggest fault, I think.
Of course.
And these guys, I would think their egos would tell them, get with her so that we can, one of us can get with you both.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be, I mean, I also think that the guys, like, I think they're going to bust anyone's ball. I think they're just in college and they're just going to give anyone shit. They're just ball busters. And she and maybe they look at this girl like one of the guys. Yeah. And so she probably doesn't show her feminine side to these guys. So she's like, yeah. She probably gets all, you know, like you hear, she goes, my bros, you know, but you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, she seems like a...
She just maybe doesn't know how to, like, not be that with them.
Yeah, show that she's sensitive. She probably has an ego, like, because she hangs out with the guys. Mm. Like, she like, you know those girls. That
I think you tell your buddies, if they're really your friends, and they don't just, like, keep you around because they want to hook up with this girl... Tell them to go a little easier.
Yeah,
on
tell
this
them
chick,
how you feel.
Because you're trying to get with her.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm trying to fucking
yeah,
hit that.
I'm trying to hit that.
Be
let
bro-y
them know.
About yeah, it, but be like sensitive.
Yeah, you have to like come at them with their own thing. And it's like, and also, if you like this girl and you want to like get to know her, go hang out with her in a place that's not with these dudes.
Yeah.
Get to know her first and let her know individually. That's how they act. That's how they are. And she's got to kind of like take it when they're together. You know, like let them know that this is the way you guys hang out. Maybe she's not used to that, which is right, you know, her right. But if you let her know that's like go hang out with her separate from the group.
Yeah.
You know, invite her to go do something. Go do like a, you know, some sort of 5K for bi women.
Yeah.
You
know? Do a 5K.
Go, you know, go.
Go to a coffee shop and just listen to, I don't know.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. And go save a dog. And then you guys will fall in love.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep these emails coming. We're going to keep going. I we have some like really good one.
I love that it's women, by the way. I wasn't expecting
this. Yeah, we got a lot of emails from girls. Let's go to this dude. Lost my virginity at 12, but fuck it.
Whoa, that's the subject?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's coming on strong. Sup, J-Twat. They also give me a different nickname every time. All right, so I was in the eighth grade. Oh, he wants to tell me how he lost his virginity. Okay, we asked for this last time. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This is how he lost his virginity. So I was in the eighth grade, a little young, I know. But who wouldn't if they could? That's exactly our point. Me and my past ex, now known as a bitch.
Oh my God. Where is this
had
guy?
Been dating for 2 whole months, which was forever in junior high relationship time. Me, the bitch, and her mom went to the Great World Lodge, an indoor water park.
Oh, Great Lodge. Yeah. Great park.
And we were all staying in the same room. Oh.
Oh my God.
This horrifies me for when I have kids. I'm never staying in the same indoor water park.
Me and my bitch.
Yeah, me and my bitch mom. Went to Disney World. Oh, but here's where shit got real. Late at night once, her mom fell asleep in another bed. I wasn't that sick yet, even though now that seems like a sweet fantasy. I don't know if that sounds like a fantasy
at
all.
Yeah, I don't know. Two moms,
yeah,
maybe.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I went over to the bitch's bed. All me and this girl had done in the past was make out. I went over to her bed, and we started kissing and playing with each other's genitals. Oh. Why is it more disgusting to hear this guy say genitals?
Yeah, it'd be better if he said the 13-year-old's pussy. Yeah.
That would have made me feel
more
comfortable.
Yeah, way better. I feel way dirtier.
I'll save some of the details because I figure you already feel like a pedophile reading about a 13-year-old's
sex
life.
Oh, so he knows. Yeah, he knows. He knows.
Anyways, she grabs my dicks and put it inside her in her smog box. Smog.
Did he say dicks? Did he grab my dicks?
No, I think I.
Oh, yeah.
was way too loose for a girl that was. This guy's horrible. I got a solid 1 to 2 thrusts in, and then pulled out of that mysterious black hole. I had no idea what just happened, and for the rest of our night, the girl ended up consoling and convincing me that she wasn't going to get pregnant.
Oh, my God, dude.
I know that feeling all too well. That's like,
yeah, but at 12?
I don't know. I just think at any,
at any age,
age, I was like, anything I do will make this girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I looked at her wrong.
Did he go in her? Did he?
No, he pulled out. He said, the following Monday, the bitch started telling people how me and her had hammered that weekend.
Hammered.
It ended up making its way around the whole school. Then my mom found out, which ruined everything. Ugh. But the awesome, that's what happens. You don't want to be the first person in your high school or junior high to have sex. Because everyone hears that story.
Yeah.
Do you remember that person?
Who the fuck was it? You always heard rumors of it.
But you knew the person who was doing it.
Yeah, you knew. You always knew the girl giving a lot of blowjobs.
You wanted to be like, a guy or girl, you want to be like that fifth person.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're like in it. Like that first person ends up getting a bad rap.
And you don't want to be the third person with the same girl or fifth person. In high school, like, yeah, oh, that girl's disgusting. She's so dirty. But like, if you knew then, like, how clean she was compared to the girls I fuck now.
Oh, that girl.
Oh, she probably has AIDS. She fucked like 3 guys and Jimmy, and Jimmy doesn't wash his hair. And it's like, no, dude. Like, yeah. Like, I just fucked a prostitute in an alley. Like, she was fine. You know what I mean?
Things
like,
are going to go down very quickly from here.
Yeah, yeah. If I knew then, yeah.
My mom found out, which ruined everything, but the awesome part was that I became super popular with everyone, and she ended up being called a slut, see, for the rest of the school year.
Yeah.
This is so unfair to her.
It is.
Karma's a bitch. I'm now a senior in high school. I wouldn't consider myself a pussy god, but I've been known to bury the one-eyed snake a time or two. And he writes to T.O.
Oh, man.
Also, I plan to rush a fraternity in the coming spring semester at an SEC or Big 12 school in Texas. Thanks for reading. Keep up the good work on your podcasts. They're fucking gold. And my Instagram is at...
Yeah, okay. Dude, these are real people.
If you want to give a shout-out. P.S. A few days after we boned, I dumped her. I guess I've been training for college since junior high, and oh, I'd...
Why is she a bitch? Yeah, why is she a bitch?
Oh, man. Well,
oh my, I mean, she's a bitch.
Good luck in college, man. I don't know.
Well, her family took him to a water park.
Yeah.
She had sex with him. She seems like a nice person.
They did
she
so does. Many good things for him.
Yeah.
Well.
You know what?
Plus he got his, like I mean, like, here's the thing. Let me put this word out to our younger listeners. Be thankful.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get the first time out of the way. Because... You're going to meet these people, and the worst person to not lose their virginity is like the 3 years into college guy, because that guy gets shit from, because everyone starts to know about that. And it's not even like due to lack of effort or whether they're a good person or a bad person or like good looking or not, you know, socially active. It's more about that there comes a point, especially girls, this finds the girls where it just doesn't happen, you know, and then they're like, well, why would I waste this? You know, they didn't have their first time where it's like most people's first times they look back on it and they're like, ah, that was kind of stupid. Maybe that wasn't the right person.
Yeah, that girl was 12 in front of her mother. Yeah. Like, and she's a bitch.
Yeah, now
like, this girl is in therapy right now. You know what I mean? Being like, she probably could never go to a water park again.
I'm never going to a water park again myself after reading that story. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Andrew Collin at Andrew T. Collin on Twitter. Go check him out. You guys can send in those emails. We're here every Tuesday. Keep spreading the word to friends. Go on iTunes. Give us a nice comment. Give us a nice rating. We love that stuff. We'll keep going with this. frat or not? Okay. I think you were in a fraternity. You can help give advice on this.
Okay.
Hey, fucker. Not really going to attempt a shitty-ass nickname and fail like most of the cocksuckers that write it.
These guys are amazing.
My name is Bowdy. Oh, Bodie, like Cody with a B. And if you fuck up, hold on, he runs. He knew I'd fuck it up.
Yeah.
And if you fuck up pronouncing my name, you're dead to me.
How many O's? It was a B-O-D-Y?
B-O-W-D. B-O-W-D-Y.
Oh.
I think Bowdy. I'm a senior in high school looking forward to rushing. I've always loved the ideas of being in a frat, seeing as I go to a high school of 5,000 rich kids that I already believe they're in one. I'm just your average 18-year-old drinking too much, and for the first 3 years of high school, I more or less lived in Pound Town.
Yeah, Bowdy.
Yeah, that means he fingered a chick once.
Yeah.
Second half of my junior year, I met a girl, and we've been dating since. Although I'm still young, I see myself staying with her for a long time. She goes to the community college in my town because she's a year older than me. The university is only 20 minutes away that I'll be attending. I need to know if your bitch ass thinks I should rush with my 878 ball and chain. Pictures attached.
Oh, there we go.
Will I be held back too much and miss out, or will this be a good time? Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. P.S. Twitter and Instagram, you guys can find them at B-O-W. Oh, his name on Twitter and Instagram is at Bowdouche.
Bowdouche.
Love that name. Bowdouche. Let's see if we can find the picture because I didn't save it. Hold on.
I'm sure it's coming. Bowdy, baby.
Oh, here.
Bowdy.
He didn't.
Nothing?
No, I think I looked at it and sorry about that. Whatever. He's with a chick. Should he? He's wondering if he should still rush, even with a girl. Of course he should.
Of course you should. Yeah, because you're not going to be with that girl after a year of college.
Like, you see it going a long time. But
first of all, she's in community college. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, not that kidding that much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, she's waiting. The problem he has is that she's waiting for him.
Yeah, if you're a year older, and even if you're a girl and you're dating a guy in high school, like, did she go to prom? I don't know.
She must see you as a serious catch and serious towards a relationship, which it sounds like you are. You should definitely, everyone out there, if you're wondering if you should rush, you should definitely rush.
Yeah, rush.
Go to the parties, go hang out. You don't have to join a fraternity. Yeah. You can see that, you could go to Rush and go to 1,000 parties and be like, nah, I don't really see any of these guys.
But you're going to kick yourself in the dick if you don't rush.
Yeah.
And you don't have fun in college because you stuck with this girl who gave you Pound Town. Well, you know what I mean?
This, like, goes back to the subject that we're saying. Like, you hold on to that because you're like, why would I give this up?
Yeah.
You know, why would I go into the great unknown?
Mm-hmm.
I got, you know, I know her curves.
You're playing it safe.
Playing it safe, which is fine. But listen, even if you do have a girlfriend, let's say in his world, he's going to stay with this girl throughout his college experience.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're not going to want to make guy friends.
Yeah, yeah. You want to, I mean,
you're
yeah.
going to have that. I have friends with girlfriends throughout college that they ended up marrying, and they didn't have a lesser experience because they had girlfriends
so
in college.
True. Yeah.
They had a different experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe they, you know, weren't, you know, they had different stories. That's like the thing. Like, when you told the story about with your pledge brothers.
Yeah.
Greasing the steps and putting the shit at the end of the steps. That's the type of shit that you join a fraternity for.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, the loud talk of fraternity and why you join it is, oh, I'll be able to fuck more chicks.
That's not it.
But that's like the secondary, you know, that's the runoff you're getting. That's a nice added bonus. The real reason to join is that you can make a lot of great friends from differing places and, you know, be put in a situation where you can have these fun, like, I'm sure you, like, I still talk to the guys in my pledge class about stuff that we did during pledging.
Yeah, of course.
Because you have fun and crazy stories that don't involve, you know, going out and blacking out and finding some chick, which is nice and fun, but that's not what it's about.
You don't talk, 10 years later, you don't talk about, oh, I fucked that 9.
Yeah.
Remember that? She had great nipples. Remember? Yeah. No, you talk about, you know.
You talk about your buddy who fucked the 3.
Yeah, who fucked the 3 who had no teeth and smoked crack.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's who I fucked. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a fun story.
That's a fun story.
You talk about your one buddies that you did, like, you know, the pranks with and, you know, the ones that you went out with and the one guy got turned down by a chick.
Yeah.
Those are the stories that, fraternities. They do present you, like, I used to call the fraternity my pimp.
Yeah.
Because they would bring girls over, you'd introduce yourself, and then, you know, you'd hopefully something would work out. But that was, like, after the fact of, like, you went there and you made some great relationships because that's what Rush is about. You're going to go out and be like, okay, maybe I don't like this fraternity, but I like all these guys that are going to join this one fraternity.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of how you...
And the cool thing about college, really, is, like, you go to... Like, in high school, you're kind of forced to hang out with a certain amount of people or a certain group of people.
Totally.
When you go to a bigger school or if you're in a frat, you end up meeting people that are like, holy shit, this person is pretty much has all the sensibilities that I have.
Totally.
And that's why you rush and that's why you're like, holy shit, I could Yeah, you know, this guy likes sports. Whatever, it sounds...
But that's what it is all about. Yeah. And kind of us looking down from a, you know, an older perspective, we can give that advice where you're looking up at... You know, if you're in high school right now, you're thinking, oh, should I rush? Should I do this? I don't know if I bang enough chicks. Like, yeah. That's not what it's about. You know, no. It's... I was just at a wedding last weekend. Everyone at the wedding was in the same... in my fraternity. We just talked about old fraternity stuff. We went back to the same shit we did before, you know, like same jokes, mm-hmm. same ball busting. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You're joining to find other dudes to ball bust with. And, you know, in high school, the thing that happens, and kind of to Andrew's point, is that what happens is you end up growing up with some kid across the street, and maybe you're friends just by circumstance of being across the street from one another.
Like, oh, dude, I love Gary. We had nothing in common. It's like, and Gary's still living, you know, and working for the mill, and, you know, he throws darts on Sundays all day. You know what I mean? It's like, I had nothing to do with Gary, like nothing in common.
And then you realize, like, when you get to college, you're like, oh, I get to pick the people I hang out with. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, you see this a lot where, and this is why I would encourage every, you know, guy or girl that's listening, go do Rush. Go do whatever it is.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you have to join. It might be a tough decision to join or not, but that's not, you should go to Rush because you're going to meet people, the worst people in college to me, and I mean, this might piss off some listeners, is the people that became best friends with their dorm floor.
Oh, yeah. Or their roommate. Yeah, roommate.
Yeah, you really tried on that one.
Yeah.
You really went out of your wheelhouse to meet some new people and to get some new experiences. No, you didn't.
Dude, Frank liked PlayStation. I liked PlayStation. Yeah. We played the fucking time, dude. And I almost went to Frank's wedding, but he just killed himself.
Oh. No. Way to bring things down. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man.
You know what I mean.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what you're saying is true. Is like, oh, he plays video games, so we'll just sit in this room for the rest of the time.
Dark room, and we're going to put the blinds down because no one's getting in on this friendship.
Yeah, you know Rush, what it does is gets you out there. It's a little uncomfortable because you really have to, you have to make your own legs move.
Yeah, and you're putting yourself out there, which is the hardest thing to do. I mean, I remember how hard it, like, you feel judged by everything when you're that age.
And I remember there was one, when I was rushing, there was one event that I, like, I think you had to bring a date to, and I was like, I was embarrassed because, like, I was like, I don't really know any girls. Like, I came from Massachusetts to Penn State, so, like, I didn't, a lot of people knew people from their high school, so they had, like, an easy, like, oh, I'll just bring this girl that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know anyone, and I didn't really feel comfortable. Like, I've never, you know, at my high school, no one went on, like, dates, you know, like, you weren't like, may I take you to this thing? Mm-hmm. That never happened in my life, so I remember feeling really uncomfortable about asking someone, a girl, to go with me to an event that I didn't know. Also, I felt uncomfortable going alone. Sorry, as a cough. But, and those are real feelings that I had, and I'm sure someone else has out there. And one of my bigger regrets is that I wasn't, like, man enough to just be like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
But it was also a learning experience. I would never not do something. I would never not put myself out there at this point in my life. And I think what the Rush experience gives to you is, you know, going through those growing pains.
Yeah, and feeling getting, like, negged, like feeling like not getting what you want is a great thing.
Totally. The most uncomfortable experiences in your life will be the things you learn most from.
Yeah.
You know, no one learns from comfort. You always learn from discomfort.
Of course.
And I think that, like, Rush is just one uncomfortable thing after another. And that's, you know, a good way to learn about yourself. So go out there, do it, and keep telling your friends that you rush with to listen to this fucking podcast. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're every Tuesday. Another chick email. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Help. I had sex with my boss.
Ooh. In college.
Shit.
Nice.
Oh, maybe she not. We have some out of college people. Oh, she's got a picture of her. Mansamp, get out here. Here we go. Hey, Jay Bullet Train, a.k.a. the fastest train in Europe. Thank you.
Whoa, that sending was a nice one.
Sending some love from the great white north of Toronto, Canada. Love Canada. She's cute. Want to come over and check
her
out?
Oh, yeah, let's check her out.
She better not be like 8. I haven't read this yet. Yeah, she's really cute.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Bringing heat. Okay. Toronto. She is from Toronto. She has the license plate in her picture. Should I give out her license plate number? No, I'm kidding.
What's her address? Definitely a good idea. Do that.
I am a recent university graduate living back at home in a town of 500 people.
Oh, God.
Working at my previous summer job, summer serving job, for the time being until I can find a real job. Makes a lot of sense. This past summer, a new male supervisor, he's 24, was hired at the restaurant I work at. The workplace is very casual, so we often all go out after the to the bar after work. One evening, a few employees and I ended up back at his new supervisor's house. One thing led to another, and we ended up BOMO, blackout makeout, and had sex. Afterwards, things got a bit awkward. So we cooled things off for a couple of months, but recently things have started up again between us. The dilemma is, A, he's my supervisor, and I'm not sure that work rules are surrounding this type of thing. B, he has a complicated past. His serious girlfriend died over a year ago.
Oh. Ooh,
sorry to hear that. So he was told, he has told me he obviously doesn't want to start a relationship at this point. Personally, I know that I can't handle hooking up with a guy for a long period of time without some sort of commitment of exclusivity. So should I let the casual sex between us continue on? It's amazing sex, by the way. Or do I just need just move on? I know you've mentioned on the podcast before that when guys pull away from girls, this only increases their attraction for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does this move work vice versa for girls? Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks for the advice, Lauren. Attaches a picture for reference. Lauren, that's a great email. What do you think?
First of all, you're very pretty.
Yeah.
So you're fine. No. Very short answer.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You'll be okay. No, I think, and you got a sweet Volkswagen.
Yeah.
I think when you live in a town of 500, and she wants to get a job outside of that. She wants to get out of that town, right?
Well, I think she wants to get a real job, whether that
or a
means
real job
getting,
in that town.
Get, I think that means, you know, getting a job that has a 401k.
Yeah.
Instead of being a server at a. At a restaurant where she's at now.
So what I'm thinking is that, I don't know, when you're in such a small town, there's not going to be a lot of great dick out there for her. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And like, I lived in a small town for a while. Like, yeah, you end up holding on to something that isn't worthwhile.
Well, I think, I mean, the supervisor thing, everyone knows.
It's a sexy thing, like the boss.
That's fun, but I'm saying everyone at the work already knows.
Whether she wants to believe that or not.
Everyone sees that there's some sort of connection. Everyone sees that it's a little flirty and got weird when it got weird, and now it's not weird anymore. Everyone knows something is up. With, you know, they don't know about your, you know, what the sex was, but they know something happened.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's okay, as long as I mean, he's putting himself in probably the more trouble situation because I don't think anyone's
getting fired though for there's no HR at Chili's or wherever they're at, you know what I mean?
But like, it sounds like you two are both agreeing to have sex, so
but it sounds like she has feelings for him.
It does. And when he says that he's not ready, here's the problem, and I know I'm gonna sound insensitive to the girl that died, but here whether she died or not, well, no, here's what I'm saying. Like, when a guy gets out of a long-term relationship, right after the long-term relationship, he is not look. It doesn't matter who it is. His mind is on one thing, and that's getting reps.
Yeah,
you know, he wants to see,
and he's afraid of commitment because he just lost
somebody, and you don't want to lose someone again. But I'm saying you want to go out there right after any breakup or any ending of a relationship, and you want to just be out there just to see what it's like. It's like, oh, I want to see what this, you know.
You almost do it until you feel bad about yourself.
Yes,
that's what happens.
That's basically what
you're
happens.
Like, you wake up one morning and you're like, I can't do. You know what? I'm gonna call.
I need to really lock this up. I need to have a real Friday night at home with a girl on a couch. You know, you get to that point. But I'm saying, so he's pushing you away for the sheer excitement, which there's none of. You know, like, he is gonna find out really quickly that in the town of 500 where he's the supervisor at a restaurant, you know, the pussy train ain't coming to him. So
yeah, he literally has a choice of 20 other people.
Yeah, and
not even.
And 8 of them are his cousins.
Yeah.
So
and they're all married.
I think the move on your part, and you even said it, you like to have some sort of commitment, is to keep spending time together. He only has so much time in his day for girl shit.
Yeah.
So like he's got to go to work. He's got to go, you know, he's got to eat and he's got to try and get with girls. Okay. And right now, if you're spending time with him, that's the time he would have been spending. You know, it's not like he's sitting there on Tinder while you're sitting next to him. He can't do that.
Well, I don't know if there's Tinder in that town.
Yeah, his Tinder account just searches for people.
Yeah, it's just him and her.
Yeah, so I think...
And he swiped right.
There's going to be a point where I think you're going to get a job and move towards that job.
Yeah.
And what that will do will give you guys the space that will feel good.
Yeah.
Right now, when you work with someone, you spend all day with them. So you never, like right now, he has no chance to go meet other girls or like even look over his shoulder. And I think when you go and find a new job, it'll make him come to you even more.
That's true. And you know? I think her self-worth, she just came out of college.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, the world, whatever, there's no ceiling to what she could do. And now she's working at a casual restaurant. That's not what she wants to do. So her, she's probably not feeling the greatest about herself.
And this makes her feel good.
This feels good. Fucking a supervisor, whatever.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you get a job that you wanted to do, you'll feel a little bit better about yourself, and then you'll probably be more attractive to him.
Totally.
Because, you know, when you work above someone, there is that feeling of, like, I'm better than
they are. Yeah, that's a good point.
But he's not better than you.
No.
And we saw your picture, and we saw your car.
Yeah. You know, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
I do. So I think the advice is to really, is to keep this going. Keep it going. But
well,
also,
but
concentrate on finding that job. I think that will help everything out. And he'll realize, oh, this is a sexy chick that's got a good job. And once you get that good job, like, you know, you'll have other things to worry about. And then you can have, you know, separate your work time from your casual together time.
Yeah.
And here's the advice I'll give to any girl out there. When a guy, if a lot of girls live in this world, and I got an email today about this. A lot of girls live in this world where they want to straddle the line between girlfriend and non-girlfriend. I mean, they do that because ultimately if they say, I want to be your girlfriend, they know that there's a chance of losing that guy, that he will not commit to that. If you're afraid of that, know that you should still do that. You should still...
She should still do it.
And she should still say, I'm looking for this in my life. And if he doesn't come to you, he never will.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, but if he does, I've never met a person that was in a relationship that was, like, I never had a friend that, like, said to me, just had to run away. She brought up a relationship and I just ran.
Yeah.
You know, girls are always afraid of scaring guys. You don't scare guys who like you.
Yeah, you're not going to scare someone into wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah, you know? it's not. And I think that, yeah, you put it out there. And if you have that feeling that you can't do that, it's probably not the right relationship.
Yeah, and it's just not going to work out. So I think if you live in this world that you've created now where you guys are hooking up, this is fun, stay with it, go get a job, and then there's going to be a point where you're going to say, I want this to be an exclusive relationship. And if you don't say that, that's your own fault because you're just avoiding the elephant that's just sitting in that room. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more email. Let's choose between these. This one's called As I Fucked Her, I Fucked Myself, Maybe.
Whoa. It's impressive.
Another one's called Sleeping with the Enemy Update. So read the fucking email.
It's a little aggressive.
Don't fuck your best friend. Oh, this is a losing her virginity story.
Mm.
Want to read this? Yeah, this is a, we'll stay on the losing her. Dear J-Bay, this is from a girl, too.
I was at a lodge. I was 12 in front of my mother.
You had asked for losing your virginity stories, and I have a cautionary tale. A little background about me and the guy I lost it to. We were best friends. We lived in the same dorm all freshman year and spend most of our free time together. Oh, these are the people.
Playing video games.
These are the people you're talking shit of. Yeah.
This is exactly. Go meet new people, everybody. Get out of your dorm rooms. Do not make friends with your dorm floor.
Go live in a town of 500. Get away.
Make my best friends. We all just happen to be on the same floor. Oh, yeah. Student services just looked at your personalities and decided you'd be best friends. No, that means you didn't fucking get off your ass and meet new people. So we all Friday, spent our, most of our free time together. We would have platonic sleepovers at least once a day, normally only sleeping in different beds when shacking. And we were the best wingmans for each other, each hooking up with the majority of others' group friend groups, BJs for days. Wow.
Wait, BJs with each other or BJs?
I guess everyone was getting BJs. Oh, okay. Of course, I mean, this sounds great. Of course, sometimes we would randomly have drunk makeouts every once in a while, but who doesn't make out with their friends every now and then? Actual friends don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys liked each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, the night I lost it was the last night of freshman year before I went home for the summer. We met a few people at his frat to play beer pong and then went back to our deserted dorm. In our last drunken heart-to-heart, we came to the conclusion that it would be a good idea to have sex. We ended up doing the deed and then passed out. I woke up to pee a bit later and realized I had to leave in 30 minutes for my flight. So I went to check out with my RA. He was going to drive me to the airport in the morning, but at some point the night before, we decided to have a cab get me in case he was still too drunk to drive at the buttfuck of dawn. In the cab, he suddenly started started calling me a few times, so I texted, "What's up?" He seemed confused why I had left without saying bye. That was definitely a bad move on my part, but the cab got there before I had a chance to say bye and figured it would be fine because I was seeing him on Skype later that night. He understood, and we Skyped later in that night, and everything seemed normal. After that night, we'd never had the same friendship we did before. He didn't talk to me about other girls the way he used to. I even tried to get him to talk to me by talking about other guys, but he seemed awkward. I think he thought I had feelings for him since it was my first time, although he knows I don't get emotions involved with my sexcapades. There were a few times we woke up naked next to each other after some blacked out nights. Oops. I wanted to share the story as a warning for anyone who thinks you can fuck your best friend and not have repercussions. I used to think it wouldn't change anything if both parties are sluts, if both people are sluts like me and my best friends, but it'll never be the same. Also, I love the podcast. You're great, and if you're ever in Arizona, I would love to buy you a drink. Well, thank you for the email.
Did she say there was pee in the bed?
No, she went to go take a piss.
Oh, she went to go pee. Okay.
Basically, her email is very, it's true, but it's also, she's lying.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
You know, he likes her.
Yeah. She likes him.
And she likes him, but she's putting up this wall of like, you know, actually what she did, I think he likes her more than she likes him.
Yeah.
I think she likes him as a buddy and was like okay with, like that is okay with having him be her first one. But he was always probably there because he had no other way of trying to, you know, he didn't know how to hit on you.
Yeah.
You know, he was in that friend zone and he was like, you know what? This is getting me makeouts every now and again. Makeouts are closer to non-makeouts. I'll just be the friend.
And there's BJs going on.
And yeah. And she's, you know, so now that you had sex, it's uncomfortable because what you said is that what she has said to him is basically his sex wasn't good enough to convince her that they should be together. You know, in his mind.
I think it wasn't his sex. I just think she didn't.
She doesn't want it.
She doesn't.
But in his mind, he was like,
oh, yeah, he might feel, yeah.
He was thinking, I'll have sex with her. Then she'll want to be with me.
Yeah.
And then when that happened and she was like, no, I'm going to keep moving.
I'm
going to
leave without saying goodbye to you.
She just was like, no, you know, I'm going to keep looking for more dudes, which is her right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's wrong for that. I'm not saying she's a bad person or a slut for that. She's right. Yeah. But you have somebody that likes you a lot.
Yeah.
And you calling him your best. Like, here's what I don't understand. He's your best friend and you had sex with him. And so, which means you're in the least bit attracted to him. In his mind, he's like, why wouldn't we just be together?
Yeah. Yeah. It all adds up.
So the only thing that doesn't add up is that you're saying he's not good enough, which would make him feel bad to talk to you on the phone and on Skype and have things the way they were.
Yeah.
Here's what I want all the guys and girls to do. Look at your friend of the opposite sex you made on your dorm floor that freshman year. Look at them up and down and say, oh, you want to fuck me?
Yeah.
that's how it happens. I had friends. I remember I lived in a co-ed dorm and there were girls that lived the floor behind under us. Like, it was guy girl floors, and like I befriended these chicks because I didn't know how to do it. You know, you didn't know how to say, like, just come out and be like, hey, we should just hook up, you know, and we should just try this out. And so what you do is you go say, yeah, I love playing Scrabble.
Yeah, I did it. I've slept in beds with girls. You know, I did that freshman year. Like, totally. I'll sleep in a bed with a girl and I'll be like, oh, we're just buddies. But like, I don't know. Like, I also didn't lose my virginity until the end of my freshman year.
Me, I didn't get lose until the middle of freshman
year. Yeah, so I know, lost it to, yeah.
So I know how this guy feels.
I do know how he feels, but I also think that, like, she needs to be a little bit more sensitive to the fact of, you know, that she was showing signs that she liked him.
Totally.
Just as much.
Here's the thing.
And don't call him, you know.
Here's the problem with the friend zone, and I will say this right now. You are using him.
Yeah.
This girl, I mean, I'm not saying she's a mean person, because he's using you too.
Yeah.
You're using each other to have someone to text, mm-hmm. someone to make you feel good, yeah. someone to pay you some attention. And if you're going to get, from his point of view, if you're going to come to him and try and get, you know, and try and talk about guys you're trying to get with, then he's giving you support that you would be getting from a boyfriend. So you're using him for boyfriend-like support without the boyfriend-like benefits.
Yeah.
So you have to be sensitive to that. You didn't lose a best friend. You lost a guy who was pursuing you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the
hardest
thing.
You can be, it's proven. I have a very good girlfriend, like a friend that's a girl.
Totally.
And it's just not sexual, which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, you can do that. You just can't fuck them and then expect it to be fine. Like, it is possible. Like, I don't like when people are like, you know, you can't just, you know, without, you're just someone waiting to fuck. You know what I mean? I think that's a very, like, provincial, you know,
it's a very immature way of looking. Like, you can be friends with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't be friends and then fuck the opposite
and
sex.
And then expect it to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because then you know what each other's genitals look like.
Go to a water park.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Just go slide it out.
I think this was good advice. I think this was a great having you here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Andrew Collin. Go find him on Twitter. Andrew T. Collin with two L's.
Yeah.
You can go check him out on Twitter. We're going to do some news in a minute. We'll be back. In a second. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of it. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it. Hey guys, welcome back. Just answered some awesome emails with Andrew Collin. Andrew, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Go find him on Twitter. You were awesome. Great advice. I thought that got good.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Yeah. Find Andrew.
It'd be funny if you said it was terrible.
That was a horrible episode.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Bottom five.
Go find Andrew on Twitter at Andrew T. Collin with two L's.
Yeah.
Go find him on Twitter. Bring in Chris down from the producer booth at Mansamp.
That's right.
That's another name for jizz.
Oh, yeah? Mansamp?
Mansamp.
Like a sample.
I was at a wedding last weekend and my buddy was like, yo, did Mansamp ever change his Twitter?
It's
like
really
his
funny.
First question.
No, I didn't. Thanks, man.
So you can find Mansamp's got a podcast, the Mandatory Samson podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
How's it going?
It's going really well so far, actually. Good. Yeah, I think. Anyway, I enjoy it.
So go check it out. It's on the Stand Up New York Labs network.
Nice.
Support another one of their podcasts. Let's go into the news. This is from TFM, all the news from the website.
The first story we have is guys are now offering no strings attached sex to strange women who want babies, which seems like
aren't those all the
that's
strings?
That's the biggest string.
Well, the difference in this one is it involves natural insemination. These guys are sleeping with these chicks to get them pregnant. Which is that's the opposite of what.
So instead of like sperm coming in a cup, come in a real cup, like a woman cup.
This is a huge issue for women. This is like one of those like when you go to a nude beach and all the wrong people are nude situations.
Yeah.
Like who do you think's showing up? Brad Pitt to fuck, right. You know, if you can fuck a chick, you'd be out doing it without the
That's a very good
thing.
Point. Do you get paid more money? Do you get paid?
It does. In the article, it didn't say specifically whether they were getting paid or not. But
so the idea is, it's like donating sperm, except you get to have the sex.
Exactly.
The problem is, you see the head on that. You know what I mean? Like, you see the person.
That's what I'm saying.
What you're saying. Yeah.
So like the people that donate sperm, like, okay, fine, maybe it's a young guy in college that like needs some money. But the people that are doing this aren't going to be that guy, more or less. It's going to be. it's going to be like, I just got to get this. I just want to fuck.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like just some like Joe Dirt looking character.
Well, in the article, it says there's this guy named Joe. They like profile a couple of people, and he's been doing it for 7 years. He says slept with over 100 women for the natural, you know, the purpose of natural insemination. But he has a life. He has a wife and kids, and they don't know about it. It's like a secret thing that he's doing.
Oh, my God. So, wait.
Is that cheating?
No, yeah,
I don't know. He's doing a good deed.
He's doing the Lord's work. He's literally. Doing the Lord.
I mean, if you come in a cup, is it cheating? No, but if it's a woman, you know,
what woman wants it natural? Why does
it's so weird to me?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. The first reason is a vial of sperm at a sperm bank is like $700.
Okay,
so plus there's other costs attached to trying to get artificially inseminated, and they also think that like doing it the quote natural way, it's like it increases your chances of getting pregnant.
And you don't have to like inject yourself.
Exactly.
Is the whole idea.
Is Joe a good looking guy? What does Joe look like?
There's no picture of Joe, but I'm assuming he's great looking.
I'm sure he's handsome.
I'm assuming he's a real stand up dude.
Yeah.
All Joes are.
Joe from the booth is commenting on what Joe looks like.
I know he's good looking. I know.
Joe. It's Joe the producer.
Yeah, I have so many.
He is
kids.
A good looking guy.
I don't know. I would you do this?
I mean, not in my current lifestyle, but no, I mean, potentially,
Andrew, would you do it?
No, because it's one thing coming in a cup. If you fuck this girl and you're just getting her, like, you're going to feel attached to that. But yeah, you're going to feel attached to that kid.
Here's the thing that's interesting about it, though. If this guy, say, got half those women pregnant, they're of all races. They're all over the place. Like, this guy is really, he's like the Genghis Khan of our generation. You know what I mean? He's putting his bloodline out there. You know,
I don't know.
That's appealing to that level.
I mean, that's a sick fuck.
That's a good point, though.
To, like, be the appealing thing, to be like, I have kids everywhere. You don't even know
right.
where they are. I don't know.
And who knows, maybe the chances of one of them being successful, wanting to find his father, like later in life.
Yeah.
You know, he's down on his luck and his kid comes find him.
That can easily cut both
ways. I think that would suck for me.
Yeah, no, it could be terrible.
That would suck for me because I would be like, oh, that you all were disappointments. Like, what if he finds them all and they all just had the shittiest lives and he's like, oh, I have the worst bloodline.
I wonder how many women get pregnant and are like, you know what, that was a terrible mistake. I'm going to have an abortion. You know what I mean?
Like, right, that's what I was thinking when I was reading the article. Like, how many of these where she's like, oh, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I should have just waited.
Mom, who's daddy? Well, I met him in a dark room.
Yeah.
And he came in and it was weird because we'd never met before. Like, I don't know. Let's go to the next story.
I think you're going to like this one. Okay. This is a good one. This one is called Vacation Breasts, quote, are the next ridiculous thing in plastic surgery.
Okay, I saw this headline, but I never read it. What is this?
Yeah. There's a Dr. Norman Rowe, who's a plastic surgeon in New York, and he's developed the Instabreast, which uses saline to give the temporary look of breast implants for 24 hours. Now he's trying to expand that where you could get it done and it would last for like 2 to 3 weeks.
So it's like a henna tattoo?
Henna tits.
It's exactly
henna
right.
Henna tits?
Yeah.
So you get an idea of what it's going to be like, and you know, if you want it, or you're going on vacation
how
or whatever.
How does that work? It's just like...
Can you do it with my dick? Can I get a henna dick?
You could probably get a henna dick. Yeah,
I thought a henna like, dick if I'm going to Cancun.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Botox for your boobs. You know what I mean? It's like it's going to last for a short period of time.
But, I got you. I understand. Yeah. But I mean, do they look good? Do we have pictures?
There's no pictures of it, no. I mean, they
you
would
squirt
look
them
like
right into
implants.
The skin or you don't have to insert?
Like, it would be weird if it just was like a huge mosquito bite on top
yeah,
of the right. boob, you know? Like,
more like, yeah.
Just was like, oh, do you have breast cancer or do you have the henna tip?
Either way, I'll fuck you. But I mean, is that a henna tumor?
I don't know. I think... I like where the thought is.
I do right. too.
Right. I do like the thought of like that. I mean, that's why it's like, you know, to me, it's like if your wife got a wig for a night, you know, you're like, oh, I'm fucking this other chick.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I have a question.
Like, that's exciting for a married guy. You got a question from Joe?
From the booth. Wouldn't that stretch out the boob?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like wouldn't possibly. It permanently? And like it's and ha, the whole idea is you just, have to keep getting them now.
Yeah, but and then you look I worse. Mean,
yeah, well, yeah. But that is his idea where it's like say you want to get them,
it's
you
a
get
trial.
This.
It's
yeah,
a
it's
taste.
Like a trial run. You get the feel for it.
That's
you know.
I mean that's how you sell it to women, guys. There's no sale to that. Oh, you're gonna look like someone I haven't been fucking for a long time. Perfect.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
I wonder like, how many women will be like, oh, so now I don't have to diet.
Yeah, know? I mean,
like, I don't have to lose weight now. I could just get tits, just, like, for 24-hour tits. Yeah,
just
they're gonna get fatter, but their tits are gonna look great.
Yeah, how, like, that's like if I made myself shorter so I could make my dick look bigger. You know, like just for a day.
Or just stand next to a taller guy.
Yeah, just yeah. stand.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I think it's not. I mean, you got to be going on a beach vacation.
You ever had sex with a girl that put on a wig?
Just like stage four. No, I'm kidding. No,
it was her dying wish.
I know. Yeah, it was her dying wish was me and Joe. Not just yeah.
I don't know. I always think that wig thing.
Wigs are weird to me. Like,
have you done
I get
wigs?
What you're saying that it would change the look, but I
yeah
wigs don't look sexy to me. I don't know.
Oh, I think
like the wig look.
Any change? I mean, I've talked about this so much on the podcast that it's like my thing now.
You like right. a wig?
I just like a haircut. Every now and
yeah, but a haircut's yeah. different than a wig. Like, to me, I'm just saying, like, the wig itself, it's like, I can tell it's not your
no, like a wig, like a toupee, like a guy's wig.
What about a fake right. tit on
well, well, yeah, one of the guys I'm sleeping with wear a
yeah,
toupee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want
you
a
you know,
girl.
Like a flat top.
I want a girl in a flat top toupee.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I want. That's what
the
I'm
huge
saying.
Cock, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's go to the next story.
This is the last one we have. Okay. Iran wants to...
No, I'm an American. I say it Iran.
Yeah. Iran.
They
wants
ran.
To ban dog ownership now because they hate awesome stuff, is what the headline
is. That
is.
What it is?
That's what
yeah. According to a new bill proposed by Iranian legislators.
Is everyone there just not happy?
Yes.
Like, do you live in Iran and you're like, I don't want to... Like, I feel like the best part of my day is when I see, like, a clip on YouTube that's like... Cute puppy
right.
befriends
yeah.
duckling.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, oh, yes, my day just got better. Like, why would they ban anything that could involve a cute puppy?
Yeah. Well, we can get into that. I watched a clip the other day of a cat just flicking a piece of paper for a minute and a half. And
yeah.
I was like, this is adorable.
The
this
day
is
just
how about
got
a
better.
Puppy yeah. riding a drone?
Yes.
Adorable. Adorable. Yeah. Are you
that's
kidding a, me?
Maybe that's why they.
Yeah,
they
maybe that's what
puppies.
It is. Yeah, maybe the drones are dressed up like
but,
puppies.
But it's like, are you just trying to make yourself miserable? Like,
well,
why can't you just live in a world where dogs are there?
Yeah, well, they are. Well, here's the thing. The proposed ban follows a series of episodes in which dog owners were fined and had their pets confiscated as the animals are considered to be, quote, dirty under Islamic law.
Oh.
But the interesting thing is that there's this
dogs and women banned.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this website, Islamic Concern, that says it's not wrong to touch a dog in Islam. They're just making that up. It's really if you get, like, the dog's saliva on your hands or clothes, then you have to wash your hands. But, like, it's really not. They're just, like,
man,
trying to make people
know.
Miserable. Yeah.
So dogs are dirty. That's what they're...
I guess so. I don't know. There's this whole thing that the more I hear about the Middle East, the more I'm like... Maybe it's just too hot there for people to live.
Well, yeah, it's
maybe.
Too hot. They don't have fun things to do because all the money's in like 1%. Like, you think we're bad. It's like...
I mean, they have like a sheik that owns the
yeah.
whole world.
Yeah.
yeah,
like they don't have pool parties.
No.
They don't have pool
Some
parties.
Some of them
yeah.
have pool parties, probably.
That's the thing. Here's how you get... That's here's how you fix the Middle East.
Pools.
Pool parties.
Pool parties and cat videos.
And kegs.
And we're good.
Yeah.
Kegs. I don't know. I just think, like, you know, this whole podcast, like, it's about like having a good time and emailing about... fun shit and
yeah.
getting drunk and hanging out and whatever. And like if you just let that into your life, like, you'd be a little bit happier. Like, the Iranians, it just seems like they're just like pissed at everything. And they're like, and if
yeah.
it's, they're like, vanilla and strawberry ice cream, get it out.
Ah,
right.
Oh. Together, swirled.
Women's faces, no.
Right.
Shoulders.
Like, shouldn't they be mad?
Well,
I'd
like
be mad all the time, too.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
They get the, it's the mindset of trying to restrict as much as possible.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, that's why USA is number one.
All day.
Always,
that's why
forever,
we're
yeah.
That's why we're the only country you don't have to search for when you buy something. Top of the list.
Yeah.
Forever.
We're out of alphabetical order. We
yeah.
don't care. Yeah.
Exempt from alphabetization.
Yeah, dogs can do whatever the fuck they want here.
Great episode. Andrew Collin, thank you for coming on.
Thank
Go
you for
find him on
me.
Twitter at Andrew T. Collin on Twitter. Mansamp, thanks for coming on, bringing the news. We'll
thank
have
you,
more
sir.
Next week at Mansamp on Twitter. And I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll see you next Tuesday. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.